What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Happy Sunday. It is the Sunday before I have no idea, but I do know that Fear of the Walking Dead airs tonight, so I'm excited! New season! Woo! Okay, enough of that. Enough of that. I'm out of my system. It is time to talk Sleepy Hollow, the season finale. The finale that caused terror on the internet. And along to share this moment with me from the VRO.com, my partner in crime, my Abby to my Crane, Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Mike. Hello, internet. Hello, sleepy heads. Okay, so yeah, Friday night, I'm sitting here and I'm working on your website and I'm working, you know, with a couple of friends.
And I tweet you and I'm like, dude, have you watched Sleepy Hollow yet? And you were like, not yet.
Yeah, so I should have got off Twitter right then and there.
No, you like spoilers.
I do like spoilers.
I'm sure you jumped right
honestly,
in there.
I don't see what the big deal was.
All right, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about the show first. And then because, dude, shout outs to the Sleepy Addicts. I know that they're probably still in mourning right now with everything. You know, I had saw everybody, I was scrolling through Twitter and I hadn't started watching yet. And I was kind of scrolling through and then I just start seeing tweets like left and right. And then I'm like, I haven't watched it yet. And a lot of the sleepyhead, you know, Twitter peeps were hitting me up and they were like, don't watch it. You don't want to, don't do it. And I was like, you're making me want to do it now. So, my wife, was about to put, I think it was my son down. I don't know what time it was during the night. And then I was like, hon, I've got to watch Sleepy Hollow. And of course she doesn't see the point of me.
She just rolls her eyes and is like, whatever.
She does, because she doesn't watch any of the stuff I do besides The Walking Dead, you know, Game of Thrones. It's very rare because she's just not a big TV. She doesn't do social media at all. So she doesn't understand the craze. And she was like, oh, that's right. You got the Twitter people. And I'm like, shut up, woman. So I watch it. And I go into the other room because she's watching, she's watching Teen Mom 2. And I go in the other room and I start watching it. And I'm like, okay, cool, cool. Oh, and I did send a tweet out of my excitement for the Headless Horseman back.
That was the best tweet of the night. Hands down.
So I was,
your facial expressions were the best.
I was excited for that. And then, dun, 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 the big moment. And like you, I didn't see the big deal.
No,
at all.
Do these people not watch Supernatural? I mean, come on. Dean and Sam have died how many times?
I know. So let's just jump into the episode. And I just wanted to share my Twitter experience because while I was watching the show and I was tweeting, dude, I'm hoping that the Sleepy Addicts, and it wasn't per se the Sleepy Addicts, but it was just the crew around Sleepy Heads and everything else. I felt like that I was getting attacked. You know, I was like, wait, sticky robes, because I liked it. But I don't think, my gut's telling me it wasn't like that. But I could just tell that there were some emotional people out there for the outcome of this episode.
Yeah, I can see, I can honestly see the emotion. But they didn't burn Abby's body. Now, Joe, they burned Joe's body. He ain't coming back.
Yeah, you know what? And that's true. Will they do the whole, I have no idea. But okay, so this big episode, season finale, did it feel like a finale to you?
Not really. I don't know. Not really a finale.
See, I thought it
like
was...
Honestly, I hate to say this because I feel like I'm going to jinx it if I do. It felt like a series closer.
Oh, that was it. A series finale. Like a series finale,
like
not
it,
a season.
It left me hanging for the next chapter,
right?
But it wrapped up almost everything else.
I mean, it could, you know. And I think somebody said that it felt. I saw something online where someone felt that it could be a series finale. Like if they wanted to, if it doesn't get renewed, that's it. Crane goes to Washington. We don't know what happens. Abby's dead, and blah 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 blah. You know.
No, I heard when I had the staff was over here last night, mm-hmm. and somebody mentioned that it actually got picked up. Are they like, didn't it get picked up? I haven't searched the internet. And stuff
I haven't
like
seen
that, but I'm sure we would be, you know, the Sleepy Addicts would tell us.
Yeah,
that
I haven't
it was picked up.
I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything. So I don't know. This episode, I was a little upset about Betsy Ross not coming over to 2016. I really thought That was an opportunity to have her climb through the well, bam, and help out Crane.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in that also, but I'm kind of happy. Like, with Abby dying, I would hate it for to be Betsy and Crane. Like, season four, just Betsy and Crane.
Well, you know what? I don't know, though. I don't know, because now the...
I like Nikki Reed, but no.
I don't know. I love Nikki Reed, and I think she would be able to... The question is would the Sleepyhead fans appreciate it? Because, I don't know. We'll get to that, because I have a bone to pick. I didn't think it was going to happen that fast. I think it was, like, into 20 minutes, I think I tweeted out, confused, because that's when Abby pretty much sacrifices herself and goes into Pandora's box. And I was like, okay, we're 20 minutes in. You know, anything can happen. I've seen shit like that happen before where someone dies and then something happens. You know, we got 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But she's pretty much done. A done deal. So that was a pretty cool fight, kind of. I mean, I'm glad that the Hidden One. I mean, I think that was my favorite part. Besides the Headless Horseman, I loved how Jenny pulls out her gun and just blasts the Hidden One in the face and kills that fool. Yes, Jenny! And you notice how Jenny is hardcore now that Joe's gone. That's all I'm saying. I'm telling you,
she's
Joe.
She's definitely hardcore. It's because, you know, she's still mourning. She hasn't left this.
Joe brought her down. That's all I'm going to say. Yes.
No, but the weirdest thing was when Abby was hugging Jenny after, you know, they found out.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, Joe is a brother to us. I was like, yeah, that's not something you would say to your sister when her boyfriend. It was her boyfriend, not her brother.
Oh, gosh, whatever. I mean, Jenny, I would agree. They were brothers. It was kind of, I mean, I could see where you were saying that they were brothers and they were sleeping together, and that's kind of weird, but they weren't really brothers.
Yeah, I know, but still, you don't say that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that I've always said it when Joe came on board and started getting all feely-feelies with Jenny. That was a distraction because Jenny was just badass. Just, you know, whenever she needed some pee-pee, she would get it, and then she would fight stuff, and that's what I loved. When you throw in love crap in there, it just messes it up, and I think that's also the thing that I have against Crane and Abby. There's a lot of people out there that wanted to see them together. I was not that one person.
No, I didn't want to see them together,
you know,
at all.
I didn't, you know, and it's, and you know, the show, to me, I was seeing so many tweets that are like, oh, Abby and Crane are... Ichabod Crane, however they put the two names together or whatever. And I'm like, Sleepy Hollow wasn't about a love between them two. I mean, they were badass.
Fighting badass, you know, demons.
That's
shit like
what
that.
Sleepy, I mean, that's what, and now everybody is entitled to their own opinion. So I hope that the sleepyheads out there, because I, you know what, because even somebody told me I wasn't a sleepyhead because I didn't see the big deal of what happened. You know, I was like, what? You know what? Okay, fine. You know what? Whatever.
I'm sorry.
But it doesn't, I mean, really, it doesn't bother me because I watch a lot of TV shows, and that's what I was tweeting during the show because people were pissed. And I was like, do y'all not watch Game of Thrones? You know, I mean, do y'all not watch, you know, The Walking Dead? I mean, how many times have you had a favorite character and then they die? That's just part of the show. And I think, I think a show is great that can pull you in, you love the characters, and then kill them off, and then you're pissed, but then you stay with the show. To me, you're a true fan if you ride or die. It's kind of like one of those fair-weather sports people that I see at the sports bar that I work at. You know, it's like, they're hardcore, but once their team starts losing, oh, this team sucks, and they don't like the team anymore. It's like, if you're a true fan, ride or die from the beginning to the end, you know? And so they killed off Abby. And I'm reading online, I don't know about you, but I read online that she's been wanting out of the show for the longest time. Now, you know, people are saying, oh, the show's not going to make it without her and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So let me ask you a question to the sleepy heads out there. That's what I want to know. It's like everybody's pissed off and some people are saying they're not going to watch the show and it's not going to do well. And without Abby, she was the whatchamacallit. But what about Crane? What about Tom? How are the fans making him feel? It's like, oh.
Yeah, because they're not supporting him now.
Exactly. So it's like, that's what I understand. And I wish, I hope I get a comment, a tweet from somebody to explain to me. Because to me, you're just ragging on Tom. So pretty much saying without Abby, Tom, the actor, can't pull it with every, I mean, that's kind of messed up. Because to me, I didn't watch Sleepy Hollow because of Abby. Now, don't get me wrong. Strong black woman, girl power. I love that. I love Jenny.
Season one, Mike was all about the booty.
Oh, dude. I loved her as a character. She was just badass, and it was good to see somebody like that on TV. But in TV shows, people come and go. And, you know, and it seems to me that people online knew she wanted out a long time ago. Okay, so those people that were like, yeah, she wanted out a long time ago. That's bullshit. Well, then why'd you stop watching the show? If you knew if she was having a bad time, then stop watching the show. But everybody still watched the show. That's what I understand. It's like, I don't know. It's like, if you're a true fan, hey, you have every right to be pissed off. But I don't know. I saw some really hateful crap to the show producers and the shows, and I was just like, wow. Like,
yeah, see, that's what I don't get. I don't get that at all. That God, that took me back when I was seeing the tweets, like the hate tweets and all that, and somebody said, oh, I'm just going to kill you. That brought me back to what's that show we used to watch?
Which one?
Damon was on it. The Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries.
Where Julie Plec was getting like death threats every hour because she didn't stick Elena and Damon together.
See, that's to me, that's stupid. Like, you know, and it really truly is that if you're – I told my wife, and my wife, who, like, once again, is not in my kind of circle, and she was like, dude, it's a TV show, you know? It's a TV show, Mike, and people die, you know? And, I mean, come on. I mean, the cliffhanger they left us on The Walking Dead, someone big is going to die, you know? Yeah. And it's going to suck if it's Daryl Dixon and he dies, but that doesn't, to me, it doesn't mean that you should start cussing out everybody and I'm not going to watch the show. And blah,
yeah,
blah,
it's
going to
suck because he's one of our favorite characters. But if it happens, even with Glenn, if it's him, it happens. We're still going to watch the show. I mean, you and I, seven seasons of Sons of Anarchy. Look how many freaking characters died that we loved.
Jesus Christ. Spoiler right here for Sons of Anarchy. Probably one of the biggest death moments ever on TV history. Opie. Holy shit.
Yes.
Okay, and if anybody that's watched Sons of Anarchy, you know what I'm talking about. But when he, and I know some people are like, what, Mike? I said spoilers, and Jesus Christ, you're so behind, because the show's already off the television show, but the TV. But that moment right there, that didn't make me stop. To me, that was like, oh my God, these writers, and oh, this show is just so, because I pulled me in, I felt it, and now I'm going to feel, you know, the morning, and oh my God, Opie, and da 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 da, and you. And that's the cool thing about television and how you immerse yourself into TV, but not talking shit to people because
exactly.
I don't know. That's just me, and you know, and I get it. Some of the sleepyheads, they're upset. I mean, some of the tweets I saw, I'm not going to say any names. It said killing off two strong female characters in the finale, especially a lead. Wrong, so wrong. Okay, first of all, in my opinion,
wait,
Pandora wasn't a freaking female strong character.
She wasn't a lead. She was a supporting actress.
That's not going to happen. No. And Abby, don't get me wrong. I was surprised. And I've seen tweets from the actress. You know, like they didn't invite her to do the DVD commentating on the DVD. So it's obvious that there was some drama with them. Okay. And I get it.
Well, see, I say that's wrong. If she was part of three seasons, even if she wanted out of her contract and her contract was up and she wanted to move on to bigger, better things, not saying Sleepy Hollow is not bigger and better, but she just wanted to move on to different stuff, then, you know, that's up to her. But they shouldn't cut her out of the DVD.
I mean,
she was still in season three.
And that's the thing. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it's none of my business. It's not my business.
Yeah, it's none of our business. It's Hollywood.
And that's what they're going through, and that's their thing. But that doesn't mean that, you know, I mean, and that's the thing. I know that people had to have known that she wasn't happy, because I was seeing stuff online that she wasn't happy in season two, but people still watched, you know?
Yeah.
And so what did you expect? And then, you know, I saw a lot of tweets saying, what did you expect? She wanted out. How else is she going to be doing it? I mean, yes, she could have been trapped in the box, and that would have been it. And would have everybody been happy with that? You know, I don't know.
Is it her soul trapped in the box?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was. But, I mean, they could have easily put her in the box and then Crane, we're going to get out of the box somehow. And then everybody would have been hoping it. But and then what would have happened? She would have said, I'm leaving the show. And people would have been like, what? We don't have closure because she's in the box and Crane. Oh, Jesus Christ. Give me a break. Let me see here. This tweet here, I didn't say. To say Abby being Crane's sidekick and lap dog is some kind of honor for her character is honestly disgusting. Hashtag Sleepy Hollow at Sleepy Hollow Fox. I don't know what that's about. I saw a lot of that, like, and I was just like, what are you talking about? This person here, I unfollowed all the Sleepy Hollow writers, producers, and the showrunner, good riddance. And then this person responded to this person, exactly, feel duped, created strong black female character and couldn't bear it. The audience wanted. Hashtag Ickabby and shameful. Like, oh my God, the show wasn't, oh Jesus Christ. Here we go. Hashtag Sleepy Hollow writers. I suffered through Katrina crap in season 2. Now, so, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about the internet. You know, it can be ugly and it can be fun. The thing about it is everyone is entitled to their opinion. This person here obviously did not like season 2. I love season 2. I loved all of the Katrina stuff. I love season 1 and 2. All those characters. I love the monsters. Cool. This one here, the hidden one, blah, 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 and Pandora, blah. Playing with my emotions and kill Abby. This is here. It feels intentional that the Sleepy Hollow writers slapped loyal fans in the face with that finale. I don't know if I agree with that. They had to kill her.
It was a good finale. I thought it was good. And yeah, I want to see who the line is. Because that was pretty cool end.
Well, you know what? That's gonna suck too for the person that's coming in. You know, because she's gonna be.
Oh yeah, because everybody's gonna hate her automatically.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's not her fault.
Or him. It could be a guy.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think people just tripping. I mean, I get it. Don't get me wrong. Everyone is entitled to their opinion, and yes, everyone can raise in arms and go and do your thing. Go for it. But some of the stuff that people were saying, I was like, Jesus, give me a break. It's a freaking TV show. And if that doesn't make me a sleepyhead because I'm not carrying a freaking torch like in a Frankenstein movie, well, then what the hell? Forget it then. And I'm not.
I'm sorry that they have made you feel like I felt season.
I feel like Tom. I feel like Tom Meissen right now. Like, damn, I'm not good enough. You know, like, I feel bad for Tom and some of the other characters. I mean, because really,
it's not everyone. Everyone, they love you.
I hope people, I don't hate somebody. I mean, these people that are sending me, and trust me, I was going back and forth with some people, but I don't hate those people. I like the fact that I love passionate people for TV show. I love it.
We can see their point of view. You know, they loved her character. They want more of her. And I can see that.
But you know what?
If she's not happy in this role, or she wants to start doing movies, or, you know, she's got another TV show, or it's just hard on her and her family for her filming in Georgia, and, you know, her family might live in Los Angeles. That's 3,000 miles away from each other.
The thing is only her close people and the actress and the TV studios know what the hell happened.
Exactly. All right?
And that's because I was reading other articles, interviews with the show, you know, and they were talking about her, and then I read other things that she's been wanting out. You know, and you know, and sometimes look at Elena. What's her name? Who's the girl that plays Elena? And she's hot.
Nina Dobrev.
Yeah, you know, she wanted out. You know, it was time for her to go.
She's in a coffin, and nobody knows what's gonna happen.
Yeah, and you know, and Jesus Christ, I'm haunted by that because I want her gone. I want Elena dead. I was hoping to God she was caught on fire by Damon, but I was wrong. But that's a whole different show there. But yeah, I just. I've been holding this in because I was just like, what the hell? Like, and I think that was my main bitch out to the sleepyheads. It's like, what the way that y'all are acting, and not saying all, but some, it's like, what about the rest of the cast? You know?
Yeah.
You know, and to say it's not going to make it and you're not going to watch, I'll still watch it. You know, I'm curious to see how it's going to go. I love the fact that Crane brought the horsemen and the horsemen whooped Pandora's ass and chopped her up into chop suey. And it's obvious that the horseman is back because Crane says leave and he leaves. So we got the horseman, Crane, some secret FBI agent. This is a bigger thing than Sleepy Hollow. Now, I did see a tweet. It's like, how is he going to Washington when the show's called Sleepy Hollow? I hope it stays in Sleepy Hollow because if it does go into a different direction, different city, and Crane's doing, I don't know how they're going to pull this off.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird. But it's kind of cool that, you know, throughout the line, because of Betsy and George Washington, Crane is like the leader now of this secret society.
True. And I saw a bunch of tweets on that. Like, oh, yeah, the white guy. I was like, when the hell did this shit turn?
What?
Oh, no, I did. I was like, when did this thing turn color now? Like, what the hell?
Wow.
Really? Is that? Oh, no. There were some tweets out there. And, yeah, if you want to do it.
I'm going to just stay off that subject.
Yeah, I was like, where did this come from? Like, oh, my God. I was like, dude, y'all need a different kind of hobby if y'all are talking shit like that. Because it was just like, really? Really? So I know I pissed off some people. And, you know, it is what it is.
We're probably pissing people off right now.
I know. It just bothered me. And I've been holding this in because I told my wife, after I got off, I was like, hun, I enjoyed the finale. Just because I've gotten Rye ripped, my heart, Merle dying, freaking the Starks. Jesus Christ, I've lost almost all the Starks in Game of Thrones. My Prince Oberyn, you know, all these characters that I've loved and invested.
Opie. Emma.
Jesus Tara. Christ, almost the entire, screw Tara. But, you know, a lot of the characters from the TV show, I think that's what makes it great TV. Now, the way it went down, maybe, I mean, it did feel kind of rushed. I mean, Pandora going into this church and talking shit to people. I think I was like, what the hell is this point? And then all of a sudden she's in the graveyard, like pulling flowers off. And then Crane, once again, I guess they must have used the map of finding evil creatures. Bam, he shows up. And I was like, okay, that felt kind of rushed. So I don't know why. It just felt kind of loose. It wasn't tightly. It wasn't a nice bow of a finale, you know, like a nice package with a bow. It didn't feel that way. But, you know, I was happy with it. I'm cool with it. You know, I mean, I was entertained. It definitely caused a stir on the internet, which I love. I love that. I love shows that. I mean, people are still talking about The Walking Dead. Everywhere I go, hey, do you watch The Walking Dead? I was asking my grocery clerk. You know, I ask everybody because they're like, oh, yes, who do you think it killed? And that's what it's about. You know? So, I mean, I get it. I get why people are pissed. But once again, I'm going to throw this out there. If you don't watch because you're that pissed off, then you weren't a fan of the show to begin with because it wasn't the Abby show. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was everybody. And I loved all the – I love Jenny. I love Abby. I love – what's his name? Who's the white guy that you like with his shirt off? Holly.
Holly.
You know, I like Papa Mills. I think he's going to bring something. I don't know about this Jack Walters. I don't know. The Headless Horseman is back. You know? So I'm like, I don't know. But Sleepyheads, bring it. Come on. Leave a comment. Well, tweet
if
me.
If they're at Comic-Con this year,
mm-hmm.
that kind of tells me that they've been picked up. If they're not at Comic-Con, then...
I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, will all the fans... I mean, because there was a bunch of fans are like, yeah, the fans not going to watch. Yeah, you pretty much shot yourself in the face and da-da-da-da. I was like, we'll see. We'll see. Because there's some shows out there that sometimes you wonder, like, how the hell? And then there's some really good shows that you might really like that don't. That's just the way it works, you know? And, you know, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. That's for sure. You know, I mean, I've lost a lot of characters. A lot of characters, and I still watch the shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I might not like the way it went down and how they got killed or whatever, but it's TV. Come on.
I mean, my one piece of advice is I would not go on Twitter or Facebook or anything like that. I mean, Facebook if it's your personal, but I wouldn't attack the actors or the writers or the directors or stuff like that.
Yeah,
I mean, especially if you really want to work in the industry or you have a blog or something like that, because there is this thing called the blacklist. And that's not just a TV show.
Here goes Amy with her
my insight.
Her little blacklist thing. Yeah. I personally, I don't care about the blacklist. I don't care about it. But
yeah, you don't care.
I don't care about it. But the thing about it is, I don't, you know what, but I don't... You know,
you don't tell somebody, oh, I wish you would die.
Yeah, that is kind of fucked up. I'm sorry, it is. And normally I don't curse on these shows, but it bothered me. I was just like, oh my gosh, some of the, you know, the internet can be, it can be cruel at times. And when that thing happened, dude, I went straight on.
I'm just waiting for the hate.
You got it, dude. You got to go to hashtag Sleepy Hollow season, Sleepy Hollow finale, and then Sleepy Hollow people were go to their Facebook page. I went to their Facebook page yesterday. Holy crap, balls! People are just hitting them, and I mean, just writing some messed up shit, you know. And I'm just like, dude, watch a different show then. Jesus Christ. In fact, maybe some of those people, I'm talking to y'all, some of y'all, okay, and if it's not you, then don't worry about it, but if you're looking in the mirror going, kind of sounds like he's talking to me, then I'm talking to you, maybe you should watch cartoons or comedies. Really? Really? You really should watch.
That's what I was just thinking.
You should watch cartoons. Don't watch Bugs Bunny because some characters do die in there, but they come back to life. But I'm just saying, maybe you should watch the Disney Channel and other shows because, honestly, characters die. And yes.
And it sucks. It does suck because we were just talking about Opie. It sucks. But if we're not going to Kurt Sutter and being like, oh, you're a piece of shit, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no.
Like an amazing man.
And I know, I think I'm done because I know there's some people that are going to be.
Yeah, well, you're going to get a lot more hate mail now.
I don't think you are. I don't think you are because you haven't been a fan of this season since the episode one.
I loved the season finale. I mean, I'd give it a 9. Only reason I gave it a 9 is because I did like Abby's character. I'm going to miss the actress, but if she wants to move on, she wants to move on. This entire season, the whole Pandora and the Hidden One, and then Pandora finally grows some balls in the last fucking episode. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. I would probably give it an 8, a very messy. No, I wouldn't even say 8, maybe a 7. I mean, it was cool, but it was a little like, what the hell? But I was excited for the Headless Horseman. It was about freaking time, and he was badass. He was fighting Pandora with a freaking shotgun and a battle axe. I mean, he's just so badass. And then Jenny popping freaking the Hidden One in the head with a gun. That was just that was the old like, Jenny.
Did you like the Ghostbusters guns?
Oh, the little you know what? That was a little
a little cheesy.
The little Greek fire thing. I mean, it was cool how they were bringing back stuff. It was cool, but it was just I don't know. I liked that whole part there. It was cool, but
I was just waiting for Crane to like throw the box out and the Hidden One go up in it.
That would have been funny. People would have lost their mind. Oh, they're changing like Ghostbusters. And all the Ghostbuster fans would have lost their minds. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just – and like I said, I love everybody. I just – don't be so mean to people sometimes, you know. And I think you nailed it. If she wanted to go do some other stuff, yeah, maybe it was wrong how it went down and she wasn't invited this and blah, blah, blah. And, hey, the fans stick up cool, but – I don't know. Like I said, out of this whole ordeal, I feel more bad for Tom and the other cast because it's like, wow, we must be chopped liver, you know? Yeah. And if you're a true sleepyhead out there, you wouldn't be doing that because it's like, yo, like, what about the rest of the cast? And I know I saw some stuff about Orlando Jones that apparently the reason why he left was he wasn't happy or got fired or whatever. And I liked Orlando Jones.
Now, let me tell you know, I met him. You go back.
I know. You like to love to tell that story.
Was so excited to be on Sleepy Hollow when I met him. And he was like, you got to come down to Wilmington and all that good stuff.
Well, apparently, he was on Twitter saying stuff too about how it all went down and everything else. So I think there was some drama there with him too, with the TV show. And I get it. It happens all the time. You know,
And we don't know. We don't know what they wanted.
I'm not his agent.
Money. We don't know if they
I'm not his best friend. And stuff that you read on the internet, you can't, believe it or not, people out there, you can't believe everything you read on the internet.
Wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. So I hope I still have friends. If I'm not a sleepyhead after this, it's cool. I get it. You know, I know some people probably won't talk to me or unfollow me on Twitter. I get it. But I just, come on.
You're still a Gothamite.
You know what? I love Gotham. And I've lost some people in Gotham, too. The Joker. And I know some people won't say he's the Joker. But I, in my heart, feel like
he was the Joker.
You know, some of my characters have died in that. I'm like, But I don't go, fuck Gotham. I'm never going to watch again because the way you did. Give me a break. Watch cartoons. Watch cartoons or read a book. No, don't even read a book. It all depends on what book you read. Because if you read Game of Thrones, Jesus Christ, you're going to be pissed. All right. Are we done?
Thank you for listening to us.
Yeah. You know, I just wanted to get it out. And I hope I'm invited to the Sleepy Addicts recap show to talk about it. Because I'm really curious to see how the girls feel. And don't get me wrong. Like I said, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. So I hope everybody can respect my opinion like I respect your crazy opinion out there. But speaking of Sleepy Addicts, if you want to check them out, they are hardcore fans. They are true sleepyheads. SleepyHollowAddicts.com. Check them out. You can follow them on Twitter at Sleepy Addicts. And of course, my people at Good Shows. I don't know. Let me see here. I'm going to look on the Good Shows app. It's right now, it's only available for iPhones, but it's coming soon to Androids. But I want to see if I want to see if anybody's wrote anything about this the shows, and then you can go in here and search. It's kind of like Get Glue. Let's see here, Rango Nork. Anybody? No one's wrote a review yet, so I'll probably be the first one. I was hoping somebody would be there to see if they liked it or not. So if you're a fan of TV and movies, check out Good Shows if you've got an iPhone. It's coming soon to Android. And I guess, Amy, I guess why don't you tell people, hopefully people are nice to you, where they can find you.
People have not been nice to me all season.
I know.
But you can follow me on Twitter. It's AmyVRO. Or you can go over to my website, thevro.com, or VarietyRadioOnline.com. Takes you to the same damn website. And then you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook. We're all over the social media.
Sweet. If you want to check out my blog, if you want to, if you don't, it's quite okay. iWatchMike.com. That is my blog. I put all my podcasts there, everything there, so check it out, iWatchMike.com. It's actually getting a little facelift, courtesy of Amy, so bear with it. It's kind of going through some changes, but it'll be 100% very, very soon. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy, iWatchMike on Facebook, and of course, you want to directly go to the podcast, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. We're going to be recapping Fear of the Walking Dead, me and some fellow hosts, which is going to be really cool. We haven't done the season finale for The Walking Dead because apparently when somebody's got like really sick mono and like made out with like five guys at a college party, I don't know what's going on with that. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So that,
I know who she's talking about.
I know. So that is it for the finale. Will it get renewed? If it does, we'll be back.
We will be back.
I know some people are like, no, you stay dead like Abby. But it's all right. Don't forget, people, follow us, like us, leave comments. We want to know what you thought of the show, our show. Do you still hate Amy? Do you love me?
Do you hate Mike now and love me?
No! Nah!